switching gears.
It's another episode of Switching Gears.
Hi, Blythe.
Two girls on the show.
And Liam.
And Zazu, wherever he went. I think he scared him off pretty well.
I love him.
I do too. You want to know why Zazu's here?
Because we're at your house.
We're at my house this time. The new Homa Casa de Switching Gear. Giro.
Giro?
Yeah, we'll go with that. So, today's episode is going to be kind of fun, maybe. Why is it going to be kind of fun, Blythe?
It's going to be awkward.
Yep.
All the awkward. Caitlin and I are doing a playoff of like we did a few months ago, but it's going to be 10 years of dating and what I have learned.
Yeah.
And Caitlin and I both had very different dating lives, so I feel like it's going to be very informative for both of us to hear each other's awful dating stories.
Yeah, it'll be lovely. I'm so glad my boyfriend went to bed.
Mr. Flowers.
But first, we do, of course, have to do all of our segments. We'll do them real fast, though. Okay. They're all somehow slightly related. Are we ready?
I was born ready.
We're ready. All right. So, Whisper of the Week. He asked me to sign a prenup, so I asked him to take the ring back.
You're a bitch.
Agreed.
Here's the deal. If a man is offering you his life, giving you a ring, and prepared to marry you, why does it matter if you have to sign a stupid piece of paper? Shouldn't your love be strong enough that a prenup doesn't matter?
Plus, like, a prenup isn't that big of a deal.
You just like, get your shit back in the divorce, worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's what it means. It's not like, you divorce and he gets all 5 of your TVs. Nah, you keep those TVs. They are yours.
Yeah. Now, of course, actually a smart thing to do.
It is. It's so that you guys don't get screwed over in the divorce.
But let's
if you guys do divorce.
Exactly. Marriage should be a one-time thing coming from the woman who's divorced. The irony is not lost on me, people.
Well, I come from nothing but divorced families, so marriage should be a one-time thing. And I've seen I've seen my uncle get screwed over several times from ex-wives because they didn't sign prenups.
Yep.
Just go ahead and sign it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's saving you. It's saving them. Why not?
It's less hassle in the long run if something bad were to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if Swayze asked me tomorrow to sign a prenup, I'd be like, cool, dude. What's yours? What's mine?
Yeah.
Wouldn't faze me. Yeah. You want your TV? That's cool.
Sure. You paid for it. It's yours. Why not?
Just don't take my sweet-ass Apple laptop that you hate. That would suck.
Yeah, exactly. Don't take, same for me.
Don't take all my children. I birthed them. That would suck.
Don't take my kitty cat and kill it. That would suck.
Too soon.
It is too soon.
Well, fuck you, Wichita.
It'll be fine. All right, so moving on to the question of the week. So the co-founder of Tinder is creating a woman-first dating app where women must make the first move. What are your first impressions with this idea?
I actually like it because it breaks the social norm where you feel like the man has to make the first move. That's going to increase a woman's self-esteem.
Yeah. Okay. I, myself, have been known to be absolutely terrified around guys that I am attracted to. But, like, why not? I've made the first move a couple times. I've asked guys out before. It didn't go very well, but I did it. And that's what matters.
I think the thing is, the emphasis on that is it didn't go well the first couple of times.
Yeah.
It's a learning thing. It's never going to. Yeah. And that's okay. Men have to get rejected constantly.
Why? Well, I'm sure they do.
It doesn't matter.
Nope. I think it's awesome. You go, Tinder co-founder. Although, Tinder in itself is, well, a social experiment that turned into dicks as well. But, you know, it's cool. Moving on to Tell Me Something Good. I actually have to tell me something good for this week. And it was really sad when I saw it first online. There was a picture that went viral earlier this week of a dog named Lana, I think. Let me double check. Yeah, a dog named Lana was given back to the shelter it was originally at. This poor dog was the runt of the litter, and so she had to, you know, develop fast in order to get her food from her siblings. So she developed a habit of snapping at people around her when she's trying to eat.
Which food aggression is very common in most dogs, especially runts.
Yeah, it's a thing. So Lana was taken back to the shelter after the family that adopted her noticed that she snapped at their 3-year-old when the 3-year-old tried playing with her as she was eating.
I have a 3-year-old. You're a shitty parent if you're not teaching your child to respect animals' boundaries when they're eating, because any animal, even a human, has the potential to snap at someone when you're fucking with their food.
Exactly.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Just throwing that out there. So the picture that went viral on the internet of this poor dog who is sitting in its cage, in its little cage thing in the shelter, and it was too sad to go on walks. Now, I know that all this sounds very sad. What is the tell me something good? Well, she was adopted. She was adopted, and the dog is no longer too sad to go on walks. She loves going on walks, and she's happy again. She's found a family that will respect her food eating. So it's very good. I like seeing a sad story like that turn out good. So moving on. Life with Blythe. What you got, Blythe?
So I'm learning German.
Why? You talk about how you're so sleep deprived and being a newborn mother and you have no free time and now you want to learn German?
Well,
you're cray cray.
No, I'm not cray cray.
You're cray cray.
I have a theory behind this.
A theory?
Okay. I need to do something fun for myself.
So let's learn the angriest language in the planet.
Have you met me? Could you imagine me speaking something nice, like flirting with like Swayze in German?
Please no. Your Wisconsin accent is already bad enough. We don't need you doing a German one.
I know, it'll be amazing.
I think so.
Oh, definitely. Once I become more fluent. I'm only 2% fluent in German right now.
2%?
No, I have an app.
Oh, and it tells you that.
And it tells me how much I'm doing and how well I'm doing. I'll actually show you this app. It's actually really cool. Hang on. It's called Duolingo.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty legit, man.
Okay.
And I'm thoroughly enjoying it right now.
It sounds very interesting.
But my friend Kate, not to be mistaken for Caitlin, this one has blue hair and has a soul.
Wow, thanks, Clay.
Well, you're so pretty. You just have no soul.
Truth.
She was like, hey, so, you know, Charlie and I might be going to Germany, getting deployed and everything. I'm learning German. I was like, well, I'll learn it with you. So I downloaded the app, and her and I were sitting at the table, and then Colette joined in, and so Colette's learning German as well.
Wow.
So there's going to be 3 angry people. 2 out of the 3 have blue hair, and we'll all be speaking German. You're going to feel uncool.
Nah, I'll be fine. I'll just learn Russian.
Well, I'll learn Russian next. I've already tried French. I've already tried Spanish. I suck severely at those.
Oh, man. Okay. Spanish, I'm really good at speaking Spanish because I can do the tongue roll thing. So I could speak Spanish, like, flawlessly. But people talking back to me in Spanish? Nah, I know how to ask them to go to the bathroom. I don't know what they would say in response.
Please ask me to go to the bathroom in Spanish.
¿Dónde es baño?
¿Dónde baño? You know what I really wish I could learn? Freaking Klingon.
Oh my god, you nerd.
That would be hilarious.
Nerd.
That I'd would be Elvish. Hilarious. Oh, hell yeah, I'd learn Elvish. Like, I want to learn languages that are completely useless.
Yep.
Because German sounds a lot like English. Like, das Brot, das Wasser. It's hilarious. So I said bread and water. That's about all I can do right now.
2%. You're 2% of the
Or wo ist der Bahnhof is where is the bus stop.
Wow.
Okay. I'm learning the, them, their, she, he, and right. All those. Das Mann. Wow. The man.
Wow. Das Mann.
I don't even know. It's just so angry, and I really am enjoying it. And it only takes me like 10, 15, 20 minutes a day at most. Oh, okay. Just sit down on my phone and kind of play with it. So I'll do it when the kids are taking a nap, or I'll do it right before I go to bed. And it cracks Aaron up because he thinks I'm saying stuff wrong when it's recording me. And so he'll be like, you said that wrong. And I'm like, dude, you try it. And he'll just butcher it.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, you're not German enough for this conversation.
Isn't he Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god.
That's the funny part. I'm like, they were on the same side. Too soon?
Oh.
Too soon?
Hey, I just thought of another Tell Me Something Good.
Hmm.
We got over 250 views on our pumpkin video.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Yay, I'll carve that in a good day. Did you see my big pumpkin?
Dude.
Isn't that thing ridiculous?
That's another Tell Me Something Good.
It smelled so bad. I'll actually post pictures on our page.
Okay.
My mom, who is my hero, gave Aaron and I like a 130-plus pound pumpkin. And unfortunately, it got a hole in it. So it was rotting when we went to carve it out Saturday night, a.k.a. Halloween night.
Ew.
And it smelled like a basic bitch's nightmare.
Ew.
But he was such a trooper. I never touched the thing because it just grossed me out to my very core. But Aaron and Kate, like, persevered. And they carved big teeth out of it. But then we made it meth-mouthed because two of the teeth broke at the bottom.
Gross.
So I just fit in really well in Canvas.
So on to the main event, eh?
I like how we're both, like, kind of hemming and hawing about, do we really want to do this shit?
Yeah. Alright.
Because we're terrible people.
Yep. 10 years of dating, what have we learned?
Absolutely nothing. Okay, end of topic.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Yeah, dating sucks.
Okay.
Men suck, women suck. Dating sucks.
Okay, here's actually a very important lesson I learned. Don't date somebody just because they like you.
Ooh. That is a good one. Why? Why, Caitlin?
Because that led to the worst date of my life.
Please tell.
Well, you see, there was, okay. It's actually a story of how I got dick pat. I was dating this guy. And
you say it was dating?
I mean, we were going on dates.
You went on, like, two or three.
We went on, like, Michael Sarah, yeah.
You, like,
a month and a half. It was almost the point where it's like, all right, are we going to be a thing or are we going to not?
Kind of a douchebag.
No, yeah, you know, he is.
Are we dropping names for this?
I was gonna... Michael Sarah. Yeah, I dated Michael Sarah. Mm-hmm. They all have code names anyway. So, I was dating this guy, and I liked him a lot. But he couldn't do the romantic thing, so I was a little upset. But I knew that another guy also liked me, and I thought, well, I'll give this guy a try. He likes me. That's okay. Maybe I'll like him. I don't think that's ever a good start do anything. So, I chose to go out with him. We went and saw Kingsman, and then I chose to go out with him again because, like, okay, I didn't really like him this time. I liked the movie. Maybe I'll like him again. So then we went out, and I had the worst date of my life. First of all, he took me to get sushi. I had never had sushi before. I don't want to do something new on a first date. See? It's already awkward. I'm already, like, panicked. Like, don't put me out of my comfort zone unless we're going to, like, something cool that I've never done before. Like, I don't know.
Eating sushi is cool.
Okay, well, I never had it before.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, and then you can finish your story. Taking someone out of their comfort zone is a good bonding experience for dating.
Not on first date.
Yeah.
I don't think on first date.
Yeah.
No.
You're an uncomfortable redhead. It's fine. Carry on.
No, like, I'm already, like, a...
You're super awkward. I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, I could see you, like, going, oh, God, I'm going to need my inhaler.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is so uncomfortable.
Like, okay, if you're going to take me ice skating, then fine. I'm already mentally prepared that I'm going to fall on my ass 55 times. But if you take me to, like, something where it's food, what if I don't like it?
Then you're a dick.
Probably. Yeah. So we went to get sushi, and I don't...
Speaking of dicks.
He's probably... Oh, Zazu.
Hi, Blackbeard.
Come here, buddy. Come here, baby.
Blackbeard.
Come here, Zazu.
Come join us.
He's finally starting to kind of
derp around.
Notice his name. Come here, Sassy. Yeah, come here. No, don't pay attention to the bag. Come here, dumbass. Come here. Come here, Sassy. God, I hate you.
So, sushi, I never used chopsticks before. I never had sushi before. It wasn't good. I don't know how to use chopsticks. He's not teaching me how to use chopsticks. Like, it's not good.
It's an uncomfortable
situation. It's so uncomfortable. And I don't like being uncomfortable. Like, it's my least favorite thing in the world.
But you are uncomfortable.
I am uncomfortable 100% of the time. But yeah. If you make me even more uncomfortable...
You suck.
I panic. And so I'm panicking, and then I get a message from Dick Pat on my phone from Facebook Messenger saying that I was really pretty and he wanted to know if he could ask me out.
That's even funnier. Like,
so I'm in the middle of this awful date, and I'm like, is this happening right now? And then I'm like, I have to go, and I immediately call you.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say? That's really funny.
It is really funny. Like, it just the little things. Mm-hmm. Little things.
Yeah. So my thing is don't date somebody just because they like you.
But that doesn't mean you can't give someone a chance and get to know them to see if you like them as well.
True.
My biggest piece of advice is enjoy being alone first. Mm-hmm. You don't have, like, go on dates. You don't have to settle down with someone and be in a serious relationship with them right off the bat. Play the field. Be a whore. It's fine. Oh. Everyone's a whore nowadays.
Oh, I was thinking, like, know yourself as a person and...
Well, yeah, that
to
too.
Know what you want.
Yeah.
First.
No, the thing is, dating someone and dating multiple people is going to help you narrow down what you do and do not like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you date just one person, you're going to see all the things you do not like and all the things you do like just in one person. And then you will always compare them and set that bar for someone else. That's the problem with only dating one person. Dating even two or three or even four people, just on a regular basis, going out and having fun with them. Not even women, you can fucking pay for shit too. I'm just saying.
Yes. That is another thing that I've learned. Do not expect the guy to pay for everything. Don't.
That's a dick move that first of all, women should not do anymore.
Agreed. If this is the 21st century, we have fought so hard for our rights. Quit fucking around.
Oh,
other people
don't get on your feminist soapbox. I'm just saying, you can pick up the tab too, bitches. You yes. work, you make the monies. If you're not, then you're just a traveling hoe.
I think that if the guy asks the girl out,
whoever asks you out should pay.
Yes, whoever asks who out should pay.
And if the guy is uncomfortable in that situation, say, how about I pick up this part of the tab and you buy the movie ticket?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'll pick up dinner, you get us into the strip club, bro.
Yeah, or, I'll pay for drinks, you pay for food. Stuff like that. Or if they pay for one date, you pay for the next.
Yeah, exactly. But what if the first date really, really sucks and you don't want to go out again? Then do you like, feel like you have to give them a tip?
No.
You're like, oh man, that date sucked. I'm probably not going to go out with you again, so here's 20 bucks. That covers my half.
Sorry, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Nah, dude, if a date just sucks, then I'm paying for my half. I don't even want it on my conscience that he paid. Like, the sushi date, I paid for my half. He was like, oh, yes, this is all going to be on one. I was like, no, it's not.
You're a dick.
I didn't want it on my conscience, man. The date was bad enough.
That's fair.
See, no, okay. He took me out to get sushi. Much better experience.
But you still don't like it.
I like certain sushi, yeah. I like the crunchy rolls. He helped me find what I like. The other guy was like, nah, you'll get this. You'll be fine.
Oh, man.
What? No. Do not ever. Another thing is that I've learned. Don't date somebody who thinks of your passions as a joke.
That's fair. That's legit.
I have turned down guys that have asked me out. Because they have told me that girls shouldn't be comedians. Or that they've been like, yeah, what are you going to do with that theater degree? Well, whatever I fucking want to. In my bathroom. What's the matter to you?
I'm going to suck dick while trying to get on Broadway.
Yeah.
What
sleep
are you
with directors.
What are you going to do with your non-degree, you non-degreer?
Like, that, if a guy tells me that anything of my dreams or my passion is stupid or is not cool with them,
then deal. Yeah, no, you need to have someone supportive for you. You need to have your cheerleader. I fucking hate that song, by the
way. So do I.
Another really great thing. Well, actually, I'll share a really funny date story. First date I ever went on. Have I told you this story?
No.
Okay. So, first date I ever went on, I was 13 or 14, and I got a call. I had my own line on my phone, like my parents, because that's the time of dial-up, guys.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Let's kick that old school for a second. So, I get a call on my shoe phone, because I had a high-heel phone.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It was, I had a light-up purple one.
It was badass. Well, I had several, but that was my favorite one. So I get on my little high heel, and I'm like, hello? And they're like, hey, this is, we're going to give him a name because he's still a good friend of mine. This is Ricky Ricardo.
And I'm That's like, RJ's real name.
No. No. That's I Love Lucy, man. Let me just have that. This is Ricky Ricardo. You can go fuck yourself, Caitlin. I love you, RJ. But I also knew another Ricky Ricardo. Yeah, yeah, this is where this is going. So, oh, the look on Caitlin's face is already sad. So, I get asked out to go to a movie. I go and talk to my mom and dad. And I'm like, Mom, Dad, I'm super excited. This boy I like from school asked me on a date. Can I go? His grandma will chauffeur. She'll pick us up. Because we couldn't drive, and it's a small town. She'll take us to the movie, drop us off, and then pick us up after the movie. Well, sure, Blythe, that's fine. He has to come to the door and introduce himself, though. Okay, Mom, that's great. Little did they know that they already knew him. So, but I didn't think they knew him, because they sounded alike on the phone. So the day comes for the date, and I open the door, and it's my friend, Ricky Ricardo. Not the boy I like, Ricky Ricardo. And I'm like, hey, what you doing here? And he's like, ready to go on our date. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh. Yeah. So I go. Don't even remember the movie we saw. Don't remember the snacks. I just remember the uncomfortable feeling. I am on a date with my friend. So I get through all this uncomfortableness, and at the end of the night, I get home. My mom's like, oh, I'm so glad you went on a date with Ricky Ricardo. I just love him to bits and pieces. And I'm like, wrong Ricky Ricardo. And I just walk to my room and shut the door. And my mom comes in later, and she's like, there's someone on the phone for you. It's Ricky Ricardo. So I pick up the phone. Hey. Hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? No, I'm good. Turns out, that was the other Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it was awful. That's what happens when you're 13 or 14 and don't have caller ID. Let's kick it old school, shall we? Thanks, dial-up.
God, I think... My first relationship that I ever had was awful.
Well, most of your relationships are awful.
True. My first kiss was a gay dude.
I pretended to be a gay guy's girlfriend so he didn't get picked on.
Oh, that's good. No, it wasn't like that.
I loved DP.
He was in a small town and couldn't come out as gay, so he tried to date me, and that didn't work. Oh, he was my first boyfriend, too. Never mind. First boyfriend, he was just gay. We dated for 2 weeks. Twice. Okay, here's another thing I learned after dating. If you break up, stay breaking up.
Stay breaking up?
Stay broken up. Sorry, I got lots of thoughts. How to get them out. If you break up, stay broken up. Don't ever try to get back together.
You break up for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think all people have made this mistake.
Oh, yeah, everybody has.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
It's dead. It died.
You killed it. You beat it with a stick.
And it's done.
That horse is going to Taco Bell.
Okay.
That joke went right over your head.
Yeah. I'm just pretending it didn't happen.
Really?
I don't even know what you said. I wasn't really paying attention.
I said that thinking. Horse is going to Taco Bell. Taco Bell used to use horse meat, and they got a huge lawsuit for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in, like, early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Or that horse is going to the glue factory.
I forgot.
Like, does that joke go over your head, too?
No, because they use horse's hooves for glue.
All right, just tell your story.
Isn't that a thing?
Just stop talking. Tell your story. Shut your face when you're talking to me.
Whatever. First boyfriend was gay. Second boyfriend ruined my life in high school. Fucked me up mentally and physically. Like, it was bad. So this is what I've learned. Don't date a guy that tries to control you.
Duh.
In any way, shape, or form.
Which every girl does. It's okay. You're entitled to be stupid one time. Now, for Caitlin and I, it has been more than once. For Blythe, it's been a lot.
X for a reason.
Yep.
Got them papers.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
No, I've had three relationships go very, very, very badly. The guy I dated in high school, we'll call him Jack.
The Ripper.
That's pretty much what he was. He cheated on me so many times. I don't even know how many times he cheated on me. But what kills me is that one of the girls that he cheated on me with, I hated her in high school. I hated her. But she's turned out to be such a cool person, and I want to be a friend so bad, and I don't know how to say it.
Is she the girl that we've been talking about, and you, like, you showed me on Facebook?
No, maybe. Dreams? Starts with an M? She just got married?
Hold on. I don't really care. I mean, I care, because it's you. But I don't really care about this bitch.
Right, she's one of the hoes that I hate in high school.
You hate everybody, though.
I really do. Yeah, no, that's not her mom.
Does she have a kid?
Yeah.
Yep. We've talked about her.
Okay, yeah. God, she's so cool now on Facebook. I want to be her friend, and it kills me inside.
Her hair is fucking fabulous.
She's a stylist.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But after that, I learned, don't date somebody that's controlling. The next relationship I had that was more than a month or two of dating, he said all the right things. All the right things. All the perfect things.
That's what abusive guys do, though.
Exactly. Right. He said all the right things, and he still cheated on me for months, and I didn't know it.
I would take, like, I'd like to take a moment, since we're talking about abuse. The Black Dot campaign is actually becoming really, really popular. It is a semblance for women who cannot speak, or men who cannot speak in their situations because their abuser is nearby. So the man or woman, typically it's a woman for the Black Dot campaign, but it can be for anybody in a domestic abuse environment, including children. You put a black dot on your hand, someone who is a part of the Black Dot campaign will notice it, and they will get you help. They have helped hundreds of women in the past couple of months since it has started because of it.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That makes me really happy.
I'm a huge Black Dot campaign.
It's, okay, so the Infinity Sign is kind of known as, like, the basic bitches, like, thing. But what people don't know is that the Infinity Sign is actually the sign of women's empowerment. Avon is a fairly large company that sells jewelry. That has infinity signs on it, and all the profits, Jesus, I can't talk, all the profits from the jewelry sales go towards, women against domestic violence. Yeah, don't they abuse people?
But, there is help to get you out.
Always.
Lean on your friends. If you are so deep in it that you cannot get out and you have lost those friends, you have not lost those friends. You've just lost touch with them. Reach out to someone. There's always someone there ready and willing to help you get out of a bad situation.
The day that I realized that I needed out of that first relationship was when he hit the wall because he missed my head.
I won't even get into it because that's just such a dark thing.
Yeah.
But domestic abuse is something that should be taken very seriously. And that's why we're kind of throwing this little PSA in there.
Yeah.
Just because we have both dealt with bad situations in dating, as is many, many, many other people who have dated. Mental and physical is still abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are just as equally as bad. And it is okay to be a man and be mentally and physically abused. I mean, it's not okay in that retrospect.
Well, it's never okay to be abused,
but it's,
you are not less of a man
because
you are.
There we go.
That's what we're getting at.
Good save. Fuck you guys. No.
No, I've seen guys be abused. That's terrible. Another thing that I've learned. Shit, I just had it.
Big words. You got this, buddy.
Oh my god, what was it?
I love your pillow. It's super squishy.
I know, right?
She's got a big squishy yellow nut.
That's yellow. Not even yellow.
That's wow. Red. This pillow is red. And then she's got like this pillow that looks like my shag carpet from the 1970s. Fuck this.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Oh. It's kind of furry and angry.
I don't know. It's just like me.
But the red pillow, that's making me. I want to squish it some more.
It's so comfy.
It is. I want to sleep
on it. You also like how I put the owl blanket on this couch?
I do. Thanks. I'm sad that I didn't realize this was your couch in your old apartment.
I am too, a little. But to be fair, you saw it a long time.
No, it was always covered in shit.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's what we're going to blame it on.
Yeah, also, we'll go with that.
I brought chocolate covered gummy bears.
To make us feel better. I'm going to talk about this awful stuff.
I also feel like I'm having a stroke tonight.
Well, you'll be fine.
It's not a joking matter. But I'm just so sorry.
Hey, we both can't talk tonight at school. I remembered the thing. Don't ever break up with somebody over Facebook or over text message.
Oh
what
my
is
God.
Wrong with
or
you?
Or email or a voicemail. Had a guy break up with me over text message, and then he called me. And I let it go to voicemail, obviously, because I had just read very sad news.
Right.
So he goes, so I just wanted to make sure you got my text message. I just sat there. What the fuck, bro?
Wow.
So I eventually called him back, and I was like, I didn't get a text message, and your voicemail wouldn't load. What happened? Well, I thought we were going different directions. I'm like, oh, well, okay, I'll just break up with you then. I called it a day.
I broke up with him because he was creepy and I didn't like him.
That's not a douchey thing, though. If he's creepy and you didn't like him, that's
I should have broken up with someone because I cheated on him, but I broke up with him because I just didn't like him anymore and he wouldn't sleep with me. I broke up with him because he wouldn't sleep with me.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy, right. Okay. Everyone forgets that guy exists.
Well, I mean, he only had one good thing come out of him.
True.
Miss you, Kara.
You majestic deer.
No, I literally... Okay, that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I broke up with a guy because he wouldn't sleep with you. I broke up with a guy because he was too short. And liked country music too much. And I stole a pair of his track pants. And I still wear them. And then it gets better. Hooked up with my ex-boyfriend and stole his sweatshirt. I literally had a collegiate of different high school, like, apparel when I went to school and college from all my ex-boyfriends. Like, I had, like, two different sweatshirts. I had a pair of track pants.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no.
I didn't have that.
I was a douchebag.
I had a Ford hoodie from the guy who said everything right and still cheated on me. But I burned it. Taylor Swift style.
I literally still wear some of the clothes.
Oh, dude, not me.
It's fucking comfy.
No. Okay, I had a box. Okay, I had boyfriend boxes. I was one of those
Did
girls.
You really? Okay, I'm the douchebag that stole guys' clothing, though, so I guess I can't judge.
No. Okay, so I had douchebag. I had boyfriend boxes. First guy, I had, like, the shitty necklace that he gave me, and the shitty weird-ass wildcat that he gave me, and then, like, all the passive-aggressive notes.
There's passive-aggressive notes that you should... Okay, you know what I miss? I miss passing notes. Like, yeah. Everyone texts now,
Like, I always loved the breakup notes that my friends would get.
Never got those.
And then I'd have to read them out loud because I couldn't read them to myself because it was always too awkwardly funny.
Oh, my God.
I was a bad friend.
That's okay. No, okay. I think one of the passive-aggressive notes was legitimately, why did you have to be such a slut and fucking watch that movie with Dustin over the week? Oh, and we're at band camp. Why did you have to be such a slut? I love you.
No. No. Oh, God. If we're going to get into this, I wish I still had my pile of notes from friends.
I burned all of mine.
Oh, I didn't. Like, I literally had some notes until, like, I graduated from college. Because they were just so funny, I held on to them.
No. This is how it went. Okay. So I had the box from him. I had a box from another guy because when he came into my, I had a boyfriend in high school who would sneak in through my window, and then, like, we'd make out for, like, half an hour, and then he would leave. Because I lived in the attic, and you could climb up, like,
sorry, Mom and Dad.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Caitlin's a whore.
No. So he'd, like,
I raised you right.
He'd sneak into my bedroom. I never slept with him.
So you're a cock tease. I didn't raise you right.
But I gave him his first blowjob. He loved it.
Duh.
And he had never slept with a girl either. Well, he had never slept with a girl.
But he slept with a sheep.
No.
He slept with another man.
No. He was the California surfer boy. Skater boy. California skater boy. I have a type.
Mr. Flower.
So I had a box from him that had, like, his shoe from that night and the Molotov cocktails that he left at my house because he was getting chased down from the cops that night from,
Oh my God, you guys were like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, we were like, I had all the evidence. He hid it at my house.
He's a shitty boyfriend.
He cheated on me drunkenly in high school. We were, like, 16. And he told me over the phone and he was, like, crying. He's like, I'm so sorry, like, I actually really cared about you, and I like you, and you're the first person from this town that didn't treat me like shit, and I was like, why are you still cheating on me? I have to break up with you, like, I'm not gonna keep dating you, I'm sorry, man, and then I was like, shit, everybody else already has prom dates. I guess we still have to go to prom together. Don't ever go to prom with your ex.
I did that
2 years in a row.
If it makes you feel better, I went to prom with my ex who didn't even go to that school. Yeah, no, he was in college, and I dragged him to a high school prom.
Oh, you were that girl?
I was that girl. Yeah.
Okay, so I had that box, and then I've learned the very important lesson of never sext anybody unless you absolutely trust them.
Caitlin, we don't have to talk about our late nights together.
Sorry.
Oh God, it's so funny. I think everyone has learned that very valuable, very valuable lesson. Oh God, I've got several really funny dating stories that I could share.
I just, like, I don't know, like, college, I didn't really date anybody. I only dated the stalker. Like, I tried to date a lot of people. Like, I got a high five on a first date once.
That's funny, but that's a really long story. So all you need to say is, I got a high five at the end of the night.
Yeah, I got a high five on a date.
And then just leave it at that, because that date failed miserably somehow.
I've had guys say really creepy shit to me. Like the, can I taste your tongue again?
That's horrifying. One of my favorite things, I went on, like, 3 or 4 dates with this guy. And we'll call him Jerk for short. Because he was just a jerk. And Jerk was... No, we'll call him Dirk. We'll call him Dirk. Dirk the Jerk.
Okay.
So I went on a date with him. And he was an older boy. And he was in the popular crowd. And I was like, oh, I'm so popular. And this is in high school, obviously. Right. And I'm like... 14, 15, maybe
16. We're sitting in the movie theater, and he's just talking. And I hate people that talk during a movie in the first place. And then he's, like, trying to get all handsy with me, and I'm like, if I just give you a blowjob, will you shut up?
Agreed. I just realized something that I told that I have, like, forgotten about. But there was a point in college freshman year. I had just gotten dumped a second time on Christmas because I found out he was with a girl.
That dick.
And so I started hanging out with one of my friends from high school. There had been rumors that he had, like, the biggest dick that anybody had ever seen. So, of course, I was interested.
Of course, right. Because who doesn't want to see a giant dick?
Exactly. And he was white.
Nah, that's racist.
So, I just realized that him and I hung out a couple times. We watched a couple movies. We watched Transformers.
Which one?
First one. Okay.
Approve.
Uh-huh. I used to watch that movie all the time. And we hung out, and then we finally, like, got to kissing and making out and
no,
really big dick.
Didn't know how to use it.
He gave him a massage. He gave me a massage, ate me out, and then told me he couldn't date me because he knew I was still hung up on my ex.
Dude, I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad at that. Like right? That was just, you know, a little pick me up.
Yeah.
That's. Like, dude!
And that guy's in the army fighting for our freedom. You go, man.
Thank you, sir. What is his name?
Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for fighting for our country.
I forgot.
And fighting for women's happiness everywhere. 18. You're a bro, man.
I forgot. Oh my god. I was so upset. I was like, I didn't even get to fucking sleep with him. Like,
no.
I've ever seen.
No, don't even.
Looking back, I'm like, thank you, Brian.
Yeah,
but
no,
at the time, I was a little upset.
He didn't want to take advantage of you by sleeping with you.
He just gave me the massage and me out. It's perfect.
Dude.
That's the dream, right?
Dude, that is the dream. Like, I'm actually jealous right now. Like, way to go, dude.
Yeah.
I am at a loss for words.
I might have to edit that out because that was a little bit too much information. Oh, okay.
Yeah, keep it in there. It's juicy.
Okay.
Juicy.
I'll leave out the name.
Yeah, leave out the name. Yeah. But thank you for fighting for our freedom. God bless America.
I had a guy try to kiss my mom once in high school.
What? Did you say, what? Did you say you had a friend try and kiss your mom once in high school?
Yeah, a guy.
What?
Okay.
No, hold on, wait.
His name was Shirtless, because he was the first guy to send me a shirtless picture.
What the fuck, Shirtless? Why are you kissing people's moms, you creepy bastard?
He went to Hillsboro, which later I found out that he had been convicted of, not convicted, but, like, accused of rape a couple times. But he never tried to rape me, so I don't know. I guess he was doing the moms. So he drove all the way up to Harrington one night on a whim. So I just kind of came downstairs and I was like, there's a boy coming over.
Caitlin's mom has got it going on.
No, she doesn't.
She's all that I've wanted and I've waited for so long.
So,
Caitlin, can't you see? Shirtless is not the guy for you. I know it might be wrong, but Shirtless is in love with Caitlin's mom.
So, so I went downstairs and I was like, there's a guy coming over tonight.
To kiss you.
And they're like, oh, okay, who? And I'm like, this person, he's from Hillsboro.
That's a bit of a drive. There's the first red flag.
Yeah. So we came all the way up to Hillsboro.
To kiss your mom.
No. We go upstairs. He puts his arm around me. We get, I think, about halfway through the movie of Transformers. I use Transformers to get all the guys. And then, we made out for a good hour. And he's like, yeah, I should probably start the drive back home now.
How long is this drive in the first place?
40 minutes.
A long drive
to make out with me for an hour.
Yeah.
So then he goes downstairs, gets to my mom, and she like, oh yeah, it was really nice to meet you. He does this and goes like right there
Oh. And my mom turned her face and he just got her cheek. It was really awkward.
Dude, I don't know which is better. The fact that your mom got your sloppy second. Or the fact he put a move on your mom in the first place.
Right.
The fuck, shirtless?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So don't date people that try to kiss your mom.
I'm wildly uncomfortable with this scenario.
I know. It was awful. It was so uncomfortable. And I was, he tried calling me that night, and I was just like, ignore.
Dude, like, how, okay, I gotta know. Okay, where, did you see it happen?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Because I really wanted, like,
your I mom to I saw it happen, and... but I was like, that's not happening. And then he left, and then my mom came up to me, and she's like, did you see that? And I was like, see what? I don't know what you're talking about. He tried to kiss me. And I went, I'm not going to see him ever again, Mom. Don't worry about it. Like, and then I just went upstairs.
I would have been like, hey, Mom. Or no, like, yeah. I have to wrap my mind around what I want to say right now. Because if I were your mom and you had not been there, would you have believed her?
No.
Exactly. Like, you
had to,
like...
But I saw it, and I went, I'm not doing this again.
No. No. But if you wouldn't have seen it happen, would you have seen him again?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, Caitlin. It's your mom here. Your homeboy from Hillsboro just tried to kiss me.
No big deal.
But, like, I turn my head, but I don't want your sloppy second. His mouth smelled like fish, so I was concerned.
Oh.
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 Yeah. But not tilapia, because they're not real fish. Yeah. Uncomfortable moment.
Okay.
Okay. The Children of Proteus joke. You should check them out on Facebook.
They're real pretty and real weird.
Did you like that plug? I'm just gonna start plugging friends.
And that's cool with me. That's cool with me, yo. Anyway, that's the end of today's podcast. It was very, this is gonna be fun to edit.
Penis.
Bye, Blythe.
Bye, Blythe.